الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ومن يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected elders and brothers in Islam, every year when the month of Rabiul Awwal dawns upon us, and even besides the month of Rabiul Awwal, we discuss the lifestyle, the different aspects, the different incidents pertaining to the love of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabiul Awwal being a month which is very blessed due to the birth and the demise of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurring in this month. Many claims are made when it comes to the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a poet says in Arabic, "Kullu yadda'i waslam bi layla." وَلَيْلَا لَا تُقِرُّ لَهُمْ بِذَاكُ Very beautifully the poet says in Arabic that everybody claims to love Layla. We know the famous incident of where illicit love took place. There was illicit love, illicit relationship between Majnun and Layla. Layla Majnun. So what this poet says that everybody claims to love Layla. That I am connected to Layla, meaning I love Layla. وَلَيْلَا لَا تُقِرُّ لَهُمْ بِذَاكُ But Layla does not confess and accept loving them and also to them being true lovers of her. This is our situation today. We claim to be ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We claim to be his lovers, عَاشِقَانِ رَسُول, مُحِبَّانِ رَسُول. But in reality, brothers, to what extent is that muhabbat and that love found in our lives? Ulama have mentioned that a believer, a true follower of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he fulfills 7 rights and 7 huquq that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has over us, then to some extent, that person can say that I am a follower and lover of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These 7 rights are fulfilled. By doing so, as I say, he then merely can say that I am some mere follower or some lover of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first right being of iman and belief in the prophethood, and secondly, the finality of the prophethood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all, alhamdulillah, we all believe and we say that we believe truly from our hearts with the prophethood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, the finality of the prophethood. Any person that does not believe in the finality of his prophethood is regarded as a kafir out of the fold of Islam. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ Allah Ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the seal and the final prophet to come. No, لا نبي بعدي. He himself has mentioned, no prophet to come after me. So one is true iman and belief in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the finality of his prophethood. The second being, muhabbat and love. Muhabbat, true love, as a poet says in Arabic, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. A lover is truly obedient to his beloved. That is true love. Muhabbat aslan qalbi cheez hai. It is originates from the heart. Lekin ittiba asal cheez hai. The main thing with regards to muhabbat is obedience, is following the sunnat method. That is true love. Regarding the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I can continue mentioning so many incidents, many incidents in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they depicted and how they loved, how they showed their love for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many incidents. The kitabs, volumes have been written. The kitabs are full of them. Hayat al-Sahaba, pick up that kitab. How many incidents regarding the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once went to the Haram Sharif, the Masjid al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah. While being there, he began inviting the non-Muslims to Islam at that time, which is the duty of all of us. He was inviting them to Islam. They being so severe against Islam at that time, they were enraged by him inviting them towards Islam. Imagine something we cannot even understand and fathom, that being right by the Kaaba, right in the Masjid al-Haram, inviting the non-Muslims to Islam, and they enraged with him, they surrounded him, and they began persecuting him, hitting him in different ways. One person by the name of Uqbat ibn Abi Mu'ith, he takes his shoes, the pair, both the shoes, and he began hitting Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The shoe was a double sole shoe. And he hit him, يَضْرِبُهُ بِنَعْلَيْنِ مَقْصُوفَتَيْنِ. He began hitting him with this double, this shoe that was such, had double soles, were very thick. يُحَرِّفُهُمَا لِوَجْهِ حَتَّى مَا يُعْرَفُ وَجْهُ مِنْ أَنْفِهِ وَلَا أَنْفُ مِنْ وَجْهِ. To the extent that is depicted, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after this person hit him, the people around him could not recognize his face from his nose and his nose from his face. To the extent that the people around him, جَعَلُوا لَا يَشُكُّونَ فِي مَوْتِ. They had no doubt that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has passed away, has died. People around him carried him to his home, that he has now passed away, he has died. They told the people around him, he's dead. So severely they hit him. But in reality, after some while, he regained consciousness. He was unconscious. Upon him regaining consciousness, being in such a severe state, the first words when he wakes up is, مَا فُعِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. How is my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not concerned about himself, what he's been through, what difficulties he's been through. The first thing, how is my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If they persecuted me, it was possible they went to him and also harmed him. That inform me, tell me how is he. That was his desire. The people around him try to remind him and tell him about himself, to be concerned about himself. He repeatedly told them, مَا فَعَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. How is my beloved Nabi Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Then he mentioned to them, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَذُوقَ طَعَامًا وَلَا أَشْرَبَ شَرَابًا أَوْ آتِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He says, I take an oath by Allah, I will not eat a single morsel, I will not drink a sip of anything until I go to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until you'll take me and I see the Mubarak chehra, the Mubarak face of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had to actually carry him. They carried him to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon him seeing Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became unconscious again. Upon him regaining consciousness there, he felt at ease, now I am at ease. Not concerned about himself, but the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so much in his heart. Zayd bin Dathina, there's so many incidents coming to mind. Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, the kuffar, the non-Muslims, which is they, was their habit, is their habit, and will be their habit against Islam. Although we are ardent followers of them, and we ape them, that's the right word, ape them. But they will continue persecuting the Muslims in different ways, and turning our attention away from the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahabi was about to be martyred by the non-Muslims at that time. They asked him that, "Oh Zayd, you are now about to be killed and martyred. How nice if you were in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's home and he was here and we were killing him." He replied, "Ma uhibbu anna Muhammadan al-an fi makanihi alladhi wa fi tusibu shukatan tu'dhi wa anni jalisun fi ahli." That he says that even now, you are about to martyr me, I'm about to die. But even now, I would not desire from my heart that in this state, wherever Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be, even a single thorn, I would not want a single thorn even to prick him. Not concerned, he's about to be martyred, because he knows this world is temporary. If he's martyred, what great rewards there are. But concern, his love was still there, right to the last breath. How is my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not a single thorn was prick him, even though whatever state I could be in. In the battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, what sacrifices Sahaba made to defend Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What they went through to be a shield, human shield to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Like that, the incidents I can continue mentioning. But love, true love for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the second right. Third being azmat, respect, reverence, honor for the sunnah, tariqah and the ahadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many factions today, many groups. Some will deny the authenticity of hadith. They are totally misled. Many will doubt a certain hadith you tell them. When some warning is given in a hadith, something is mentioned that if you do this, this will happen to you. What the hadith says, people disdain, look low, belittle, mock the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the third right, to respect, to honor his ways, not to belittle it, not to mock it in any way, not to think low of it in any way whatsoever. A person once heard a hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if a person precedes the imam in any posture of namaz, it is feared that his face will be changed to that of a donkey. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddith, writes in his kitab that this person heard this hadith. He doubted the authenticity and he began mocking that hadith. That if I precede the imam, how can my face be changed to that of a donkey? How can that happen? And the next salah, next namaz he went for, intentionally he mocked that hadith, denied the hadith. He challenged that hadith and he preceded the imam in namaz in his postures. Ruku he went before, sajda he went before, and saying, how that can happen when my face is changed in that of a donkey? Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi writes that this person's face was changed in that of a donkey, mocking the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person heard a hadith, the virtues of a student going out to acquire Islamic knowledge, that 70,000 angels will spread their wings for him, and many other virtues are mentioned in that hadith. He mentioned that 70,000 angels, where are their wings? He mocked that hadith, denied the hadith. He said, I will stamp my feet on the ground as I'm being going out to acquire Islamic knowledge, and I will break their wings. The muhaddithin writes, the commentators of hadith in the books write, this person mocked that hadith, belittled it. Like how what happens today. We hear some warning that if I do this, this will happen. If a person deals in haram, this is what will happen to his business. If a person deals in interest, this is what will happen to him. A person commits zina, this is what will happen to him. Like that we hear so many ahadiths. This person mocked it, belittled it, disdained it. Allah Ta'ala showed him that this person was stamping his feet as going out to acquire Islamic knowledge. And there he became paralyzed for his entire life. Allah Ta'ala shows us in different ways. So the third right that we should fulfill of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is azmat, respect, reverence of his sunnah and his ahadith. The fourth right being ita'at, which I touched on previously, is total obedience. Do not just mere say lip service, I love Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person once was depicting his love for his beloved, illicit beloved, that you are the most beautiful woman, you have these qualities in you, and through your beauty, I am the one that only will look at you, and nobody else but you, because I deem you, I consider you, to be the most beautiful in the entire world. She challenged him. She tested him out. But if you say, I'm the most beautiful, my sister is behind you. If you look at her, you'll see, I'm not the most beautiful, she's the most beautiful. 1 second before, 5 seconds before, he was saying, she's the most beautiful. I will not look at anybody else. Your beauty is so great. When he turns around, there was nobody there. She then slaps him to say you love me. You say, you speak so great about me. But there you deceive me right in front of me and you turn around to see somebody else. This is our situation today. Love is there to some extent. We claim to be lovers. We believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But, ita'at, as I said, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. True love is the obedience to the beloved, to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fifth right that we should fulfill of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dhikr, darood and salam. The more we read, the more benefit to us. The rewards are very great. There are many rewards mentioned in the hadith. A person reads one darood sharif, he gets 10 thawab, 10 rewards, 10 sins are forgiven, and Allah Ta'ala elevates him in Jannah 10 stages. And there's so many other rewards mentioned. One pious person once has seen a dream in which he sees a special nur emanating from the Qabr Mubarak of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spreading out to the entire world. Whoever was involved in reciting darood on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever was learning, teaching, reading, or had anything to do with darood sharif or Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words, or anything to do with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this nur from the grave, the light from the grave, was emanating and spreading out to them, to their hearts. Like that, there are so many more rewards mentioned. This is the fifth right. The sixth being fikr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What concern he had, that should be our concern. Together with whatever concerns for basic necessities we have in this world, which are allowed, but yes, to a limit. The priority, the main concern in our life, should be what concern he had. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran Sharif, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى Surah Wadduha. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, soon, your Lord Allah Ta'ala will give you so much that you'll be happy. He replies, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to Allah Ta'ala, إِذَا لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. He says, I will never be pleased. Oh Allah, you say you give me so much, I'll be pleased. I will only be pleased when all my ummatis, my followers, are out of the fire of Jahannam. I will not be happy right until one of my followers, one of my ummatis, is in the fire of Jahannam. This was his prime concern. This was his main concern. His priority in life was the ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How himself, his family, how the entire ummat, the sahaba, how the people till qiyamah, the entire ummat, be saved from the fire of Jahannam and go to Jannah. This was the fikr all the time he had. There's so much to be spoken on this aspect also. And the last right, the seventh being, ziyarat of the qabr mubarak of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person has the means, he has the ability, it is his duty and right to visit the qabr mubarak of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith is very clear. Man zarani ba'da wafati, فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. A person who visits my grave, after my demise, after I passed away. It's as though he's visited me while I'm alive. Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati aw kama qal. A person who makes ziyarat and comes to my roza mubarak, my qabr mubarak, my intercession becomes compulsory and wajib for him. This is also a right that we have to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected brothers in Islam, Rabiul Awwal comes every year. We don't know if we will see another Rabiul Awwal. But it hasn't come merely to many making, for celebrations, all those things. But it's merely to reignite, to build up, to increase that love for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all ways, especially when it comes to his obedience and adopting his sunnah ways in our life. Without belittling it, without mocking it, even if a person does not practice upon a specific sunnah or any sunnahs in life of eating, drinking, of dressing or whatever it be, at least he respects that. At least he makes the intention, one day I will practice upon it. Let us buy those books, the authentic kitabs and books, to see what are the sunnahs of different facets and aspects in our life and practice upon them. Read them at home. Read them whenever we can and practice upon the sunnahs of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regards to the fikr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know the next weekend there will be an istima taking place in Lanesia. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make it a success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq also to attend it and benefit from the different discourses that will be given by the various ulama from around the world. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to attend that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true, sincere, lovers and followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhada wa alhamdulillah.